KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies, 4 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, a state insurance official says nearly 173,000 Iowans may have been affected by a recent data breach at health insurer Anthem Incorporated. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Nick Gerhardt said Thursday that 172,727 policyholders in Iowa may have had their personal information compromised. The cyber attack into a database of more than 80 million people was discovered earlier this month. The health insurance provider said hackers gained access to names, birth dates, email addresses, social security numbers, and other information of people who are currently covered or previously had coverage. Gerhardt said Anthem will contact each person affected by the breach and inform them of available identity theft services and other protections. He said the Iowa Insurance Division continues to work with Anthem to monitor the situation. All around 5:30 this morning, officers with the Red Oak Police Department made a traffic stop in the 700 block of North Broadway in Red Oak, and upon investigation, officers found the driver, Jeffrey McLernan, had a suspended driver's license. McLernan, who's from Clarinda, was arrested for driving while suspended and issued a citation for no insurance. Officers found the passenger in the vehicle, Joshua Washburn of Council Bluffs, to be in possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Officials say Washburn has a prior controlled substance convictions and will now be charged with possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense. Washburn also was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, and he had a valid Taylor County warrant. McLernan was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Washburn was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. He'll also be held on that Taylor County warrant. A school in Council Bluffs was placed in temporary lockdown late Thursday morning as a precaution after an incident involving an unruly student. According to Bluffs police, officers were called to Lewis Central High School at around 11:35 a.m. Thursday to assist staff members with an unruly student inside the school. Prior to the arrival of officers, the unruly 14-year-old male was detained by staff members for his own safety, as well as the safety of other students and staff members. The school was placed in lockdown as a precautionary measure to ensure the safety of all students. The situation with the student was quickly resolved, and activities at the school returned to normal very quickly as well. The student, who was unidentified, was charged with disorderly conduct and removed from the school. No weapons were involved, and no students or staff members were injured as a result of the incident. An icy road was to blame for an accident Wednesday afternoon in Union County. Sheriff's officials say 42-year-old Laura Ditzler of Shannon City was traveling south on Pole Road near the intersection with 185th Street when her 2004 Chevy SUV went out of control and slid through the intersection. The vehicle entered a ditch and hit a fence before coming to rest in a field. Damage to the SUV amounted to $2,000, while the farm fence sustained about $250 damage. There were no injuries reported. Elsewhere in the news, legislation to address a shortage of psychiatric treatment beds across the state has cleared a three-member panel in the Iowa House. The bill would direct the Department of Human Services to devise a tracking system to locate an available bed when a patient is having a psychiatric emergency. Representative David Heaton, a Republican from Mount Pleasant, says a county sheriff from his community recently made 40 calls trying to find a room for a patient.
40 calls, and ended up having to take two of his deputies off staff and place the client in the police car and travel 312 miles across the state to Sioux City.
According to Heaton, officers sometimes make the trip only to find that the available bed was already filled.
But think about the patient in the back of a car, handcuffed with his hands behind his back and spending 6 and 7 hours in a car. It's horrible. It's inhumane.
Heaton says the closing of the mental health facilities in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda will make the situation worse. He says it'll take time for the state's new regional mental health systems to come up with more community placements for the mentally ill. The DHS is already working on a monitoring system with the help of a federal grant. For the third year in a row, prosecutors are urging legislators in Iowa to deal with an oops in Iowa's underage drinking law.
I have talked till I was blue in the face, and I don't know how better to say it.
That's Corwin Ritchie, executive director of the Iowa County Attorneys Association. He says a 2010 update of the law inadvertently left no penalty for 17-year-olds caught possessing alcohol, but whose case hadn't been processed through the juvenile courts by the time they turned 18.
So those young people are walking away from underage possession charges because there is no penalty.
In 2012, the Iowa Court of Appeals ruled there is no penalty for an 18-year-old called into district court where adults are tried if the teen had been picked up for alcohol possession while they were under the age of 18.
The Court of Appeals said, oops, there's no penalty. Statute is poorly written.
Richie calls it a loophole, and he met with a three-member House subcommittee earlier this week to talk about it.
So if you want to be consistent with underage alcohol possession, you need to fill the hole. It's just that simple.
Richie says county attorneys tell him a significant number of 18-year-olds who got caught with booze while they were 17 are having the charges dropped because of the situation. Two members of the Iowa House have signed off on Richie's legislation, so the bill that would close the legal loophole is now eligible for a debate in the House Judiciary Committee. Iowa College Age is reminding college aid is reminding current and future college students to file an important form that could help them pay for college. The spokesperson for the Iowa College Student Aid Commission, Heather Doe, says it's the free application for federal student aid, more commonly called FAFSA.
It's a federal form that you do have to complete to determine eligibility for any type of federal aid program. And that includes Pell Grants. It also includes student loans that you're going to borrow. And it's used by the state of Iowa and many other states to determine eligibility for state grants and scholarships.
She says it's important to get that form done as soon as possible.
A lot of colleges in Iowa have some March 1st priority financial aid filing deadlines, and we want families to get out there and get that completed, even if they don't have their taxes completed yet.
You can use your tax information from last year to file the FAFSA and then update the information once the information is for this year is available. Any student who hopes to get financial aid has to fill out the form.
One thing to make sure to point out to everyone is you have to complete a FAFSA every year. So even if you already filed one last year and you're going back for your second, third year of college, you have to complete it again.
Doe says it doesn't take that long to complete the application.
The best way and most convenient way and fastest way is to file it online at FAFSA.gov, FAFSA.gov. And I do want to point out that .gov because there are sites that look very similar to that, like a .com, and they'll try to charge a fee. The FAFSA is free to file, so if you're ever on a site where they want some credit card information, make sure to just get yourself out because you are not in the right place.
Iowa College Aid says Iowa high school graduates left about $22 million in federal grant money unclaimed in 2013 by simply not completing the FAFSA. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.